Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Governor Tim Walz says the federal cuts to Medicaid will force 140,000 Minnesotans to lose their access to health care and cost the state more than $1 billion. Minnesota Management and Budget Commissioner Aaron Campbell says the bleak numbers don't stop there.
When we look at private health insurance, we'd expect health insurance premiums will raise by at least 89,000 Minnesotans, and more than 62,000 Minnesotans are expected to drop their coverage. New administrative barriers will make coverage harder to get and maintain.
Campbell says these cuts will shift some of the costs to the state budget. Other costs could be dropped because they're not required to be covered by the state. Democratic state senators say they stand with Hormel workers at the Austin meatpacking plant who have filed a class action lawsuit against their employer. The workers say Hormel is violating the Earned Sick and Safe Time statute. This is the first lawsuit of its kind since the law passed in 2023. In the complaint, the workers allege that Hormel Foods was forcing employees to use collectively bargained vacation time rather than sick leave, among other claims. The lawsuit includes more than 1,600 union employees. Firefighters were called to a house fire in the city of Dent in Otter Tail County just after 4 this morning. When they arrived, they found the residence engulfed in flames. It appears the home is a total loss. No injuries were reported from the fire. The cause has not been determined. A Delta flight from Salt Lake City to Amsterdam was forced to divert to Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport last night after encountering severe turbulence that sent 25 people to the hospital. The flight, carrying 275 passengers and 13 crew members, landed safely at MSP just before 8 p.m. Officials gather this afternoon to celebrate the completion of the Sturgeon Lake Road overpass. MNN's Sean Maloney reports.
Prairie Island Tribal Council leaders, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and Red Wing officials are celebrating the completion of the overpass today. The new bridge replaces a dangerous railroad crossing that frequently blocked the only permanent road to Prairie Island, often with trains carrying hazardous materials. Tribal leaders have advocated for the safety upgrade for decades, and the project marks a significant milestone in improving access to the community, the nuclear plant, and Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
Minnesota lands in the middle of the pack in Wallet Hub's latest ranking of the best school systems in the U.S., coming in at 27th overall. The state scored 23rd for quality, but lagged in safety, ranking 32nd. The study evaluated factors like academic performance, funding, class size, and teacher credentials. This is MNN.